Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Good, good, good.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Counting down the days. I'm ready for football. I'm not going to lie. I'm ready. I'm bored out of my mind, other than baseball, for the most part. I'm bored. I need to get to football. I got to get there. Help me, Mary Kay. All right, what's the hottest thing? What's the latest thing with the quarterback situation right now? I know you had a really good story about breaking down one of those quarterbacks in particular.
Yeah, you know, I have a little series running right now, and it's on how each one of these guys can win the quarterback competition. So Kenny Pickett ran sometime last week, and then and I just tweeted that out again this morning. And then today, the Joe Flacco one got posted. So running through this, and then, of course, we'll still have Dylan will be next, and then Shador will come last. So just kind of going through what each guy can possibly do, what maybe their strengths are, maybe some of their shortcomings, and how they can get her done.
Why does it feel to me, Mary Kay, that if Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback this year, a lot of things went wrong?
Well, there's a lot of different ways that you can look at that. I think that if Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback this year, it probably just means that in week one, he is the most ready to go out there and win a football game for the Cleveland Browns. I don't necessarily think it means that a lot of things went wrong. I just think from a readiness standpoint, perhaps he's the one that would have the best handle on the scheme, have the best chemistry with his wide receivers and things like that. It doesn't mean that that Kenny can't swoop in there and steal that job by them, but he's really going to have to show that he has a complete mastery of this scheme and this system, and that they don't have to dial it back a lot to put him in there. So these will be some considerations, and I do think that that as the preseason goes along, it will become evident.
Do you still think Pickett's kind of the leading guy for this thing right now, or do you think it's Joe?
I think those guys are probably kind of neck and neck, and it will be determined by style is another thing. I think as they go through training camp, and especially those joint practices, particularly the two against the Eagles, I think the starting quarterback will reveal that he's the guy.
If you're the front office or you're Kevin Stefanski and you're looking at the schedule and you see what's ahead of you, how much does that influence who your starting quarterback might be early on in the season?
I don't think that it's going to influence it a lot. I actually have been thinking about that a lot myself. I do think the grueling early part of the schedule is going to be a factor, but I don't think they're looking at it that way. I think that they're just going to choose their quarterback based on what they see in these practices and in these games, and they are not going to let the opponent and the early part of the schedule dictate what they decide to do. That's part of the blocking it out factor that will be part of this quarterback competition. They're not going to let that factor in because anything can happen. Your opponent could have a quarterback issue in the first weeks of the season, and you're not going to see some of the top quarterbacks or their defensive end or whatever the case may be. But I just don't think that they're going to look at that as a humongous factor.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. I think there's something interesting going on with the Washington Commanders right now, and that's with wide receiver Terry McLaurin and contract situation. He wants paid. He had a great year with Jaden Daniels. They brought in Deebo Samuel, which helps them, might not help Terry McLaurin, and there's thought that he might get traded. If you're the Browns, Mary Kay, you going to check into that? You going to take a shot? Well, I like McLaurin.
Yeah, I like McLaurin a lot, too, and the Browns will always check into anything like that. They will always do that, but I don't get the sense that they're clamoring for a big, high-priced receiver this season. I think if they're going to do something like that, it's going to be next season when they also add potentially their quarterback of the future. I think this year they're probably not going to break the bank on somebody like that. But, of course, when a Terry McLaurin comes along, you have to at least consider it. You have to at least look into it, weigh the pros and cons, and determine what that might look like over the next, 4 years or something like that. So I wouldn't rule it out, but I don't get the sense right now that they're looking to add a big high-priced receiver.
What would the price tag be? I know a lot of teams are, checking into him. Is a second valid, or is that too much?
It's really hard to say. I haven't really gauged the price tag for him at this point. That might be a little high depending on what you have to pay the player. So you have to weigh in the cost of, the contract and all of those kinds of things against what you're willing to give up in draft pick compensation. I'm sure some team will think at least about giving them a two. I'm not sure the Browns would.
If you're Kevin Stefanski and you're walking into this thing and you're looking at your roster right now, and I know we're trying to tweak things, but where do you think he feels like they need the most? Scoring points obviously is one of those things, but where does the improvement really need to come from and beyond quarterback? So if that's the way you could look at it.
Well, I think it's just got to be the whole offense. I mean, if you look at last year, it was a disaster until they just went back to the drawing board and put in the old Kevin Stefanski scheme and just did what they know works with what they had. So now they've got Tommy Rees as offensive coordinator. They've got some new players. They've got a quarterback competition going on. They've got a completely overhauled running game. It's just the whole offensive operation from minute one has got to be so much better, and it will be. I think just almost by virtue of the fact that they will run the ball a lot more, and that's going to help the whole football team.
Mary Kay, the situation that the coaches find themselves in, do you think there are serious marching orders from above on this quarterback stuff, or is it completely going to be who looks good here in training camp and in the preseason? I have no idea. I'm sitting here thinking it's a wide open four quarterback race, and not necessarily to start week one, but to be your main guy this year. What do you think there might be? Is there guidance from above? Is there pressure from above? What do you think it is?
I don't think so. I don't really think there's guidance or pressure from above. I think that Jimmy and Dee Haslam and the ownership group, they really would like to see the Browns win as many games as possible. But that is an organizational philosophy. That is not coming from above. That's something that Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski want as well. This is not, let's see if we can improve that Jacksonville, that first round pick at all, or do anything more to make sure that we get the quarterback that we want next year. That's not what they're going to do this year. That's not how they're going to operate. They are going to go out there and they're going to try to win every single week. And that is the only mandate from anyone.
When you look at the new coaches that are in, the guys that they brought in, who do you think is going to have the biggest impact?
I would think Tommy Rees. I mean, not that they brought him in, mm-hmm. but the coaching change of him becoming coordinator.
Okay.
I think that I would think that would probably be the biggest thing, just because of all of the ramifications and everything that we're talking about. Last year just didn't work out with Ken Dorsey. It just did not work. And these guys all have to be in alignment. It seems like they are. And now we have to just see what it looks like when they put it out on the grass.
What sense do you get about Rees as an offensive coordinator, Mary Kay? Is he on the same page as Kevin? I would assume in offensive philosophy to some extent, but everybody has their own thoughts and their own ways of doing things. What do you think Reese brings to this that will enhance what Kevin wants to do?
Well, I think what he brings is just that whole college concept vibe. I mean, he's coming straight out of the college game. You know, he did last year come out of the college game. And he and Bill Musgrave, they both have a lot of thoughts and ideas on things that happened at that level. And I think they will incorporate some of those things. I think perhaps more quarterback movement and more motion and things like that. I do think that he will also run the ball a lot. I think you'll see more than just the typical thing that we saw with Joe Flacco when he played here in 2023. I think you, again, will see more quarterback movement when Tommy is kind of running the show.
Mary Kay, I asked this yesterday, and I'm just wondering if all moves now made about this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This team, because the dome coming to fruition last week, and it just feels like everything pushing forward to going out to Brook Park, is like every move going to be scrutinized as like, oh, that's a move towards the dome. Or, yeah, you know, I just think that people are going to look at it like, oh, well, they got to make sure they have their quarterback by the end of next year because they want to make sure they have that quarterback when they move into the dome. Like, I just have a feeling that that's going to be a catalyst for a lot of the things. I don't know. Have you heard that? I've heard that a little bit. I'm just curious if that's – and I don't know that that can be in the mindset of the front office, but, you know, it's kind of out there.
Well, they do plan their roster for years out. That's why they – draft guys sometimes that are only 20 years old because they are thinking 3, 4, 5 years ahead. So when you look at it from that standpoint, of course, then they would be looking at a quarterback that would flourish in a dome or enclosed stadium type of situation. So it's definitely going to be a factor because you will have access to that quarterback for at least 5 years. And hopefully, if he gets to his second contract, a lot more than that. So, yes, I think that that will be a consideration.
All right, Mary Kay, let's count down those days as we get ready for camp, and we appreciate it. So thank you, Mary Kay. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Sure. Thanks, guys.
I wish we had a camera on Dan sometimes when we have all the stuff that goes out on social media. By the way, Keith does a fantastic job making sure all that stuff gets out there so you can see it.
Way to suck up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are you know, moments where I'm sitting there with my hand, you know, holding my head and just kind of, you know.
In your nose.
I'm listening to what you have to say and people are making fun of us. And
in your nose.
They like to, it was a scratch, man. It was totally a scratch. You know,
nice,
you get the side
nice
view.
Twist there.
The
when's your camera coming?
It was outside.
When are we getting the camera on you?
Who knows?
I got to think
it's worthwhile never. Because he makes great faces.
When the show is up and going 100% and people can watch anything, changes the whole ballgame, doesn't it? It's going to change the whole thing.
Sure.
But I wish people could have seen the look that Dan gave me when I was introducing Mary Kay. And I'm like, I am just going out of my mind waiting for football to start. I can't wait for football to start. I can't. There's just something about football. I love football. I love Friday football. Night. I love high school football on Friday night. I love watching Ohio State or other college football games on Saturday. And then Browns on Sunday. I mean, it just doesn't, to me, I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Andy, do you love football?
I do. But I love the whole package, and it's not, you know, it's high school, it's college, it's pro. And I said that, and Dan, like, he wanted to come in here and strangle me at some point. I'm just letting the prosecutor know. He wanted to come in here and strangle me. That's how I felt, because I looked at him, and I'm like, I can't wait till football gets here. I have, like, this sense
of... Your Honor, assumption on the defendant's part?
Well, overruled. And you wanted to come in here and strangle me, my friend.
I didn't want to strangle you.
I could feel it,
man. I wanted to throw something at you. I didn't want to strangle
you. Why? 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 What's wrong with that?
Because if football shows up, it means that summer is over.
Thank you,
and
Dan.
It means that the sun goes down sooner.
It will get here soon enough, Andy.
And it means that it's going to be cloudy outside.
Enjoy
and it means
the
that
moment.
The snow is going to follow it.
Enjoy fall, where your feet are.
Fall in Northeast Ohio is the greatest season of
all.
Well,
we'll get there.
Right.
Enjoy what you have right now.
It means that baseball is over, and I can't go home every night and put my earbuds in as I mow the lawn and listen to some random game.
You know why? Because you don't have to mow the lawn anymore. Nature takes care of it for you at that point.
It gets me outside. I get some sunshine, some fresh air.
A little bit of exercise?
Yeah.
I love
mowing the lawn.
Yeah, okay. You're alone on that one. I just want you to know that.
Your guy Chip seems to like it.
He does. He does an excellent job of that. He does.
Hi, Chip.
Hey. I just, you looked at me like I was crazy. I don't know. Am I the only one that's like, there's no way.
Yes.
Like I could talk high school football every day, which we don't ever do on this
July.
Show.
It's early July.
Yes.
Relax. It's all going to get here soon enough.
Get me there,
it's
man.
It's all moving fast enough.
You don't understand. Like it's I'm on the message boards. I don't ever write on there, but I'm reading all the stuff about how good some teams are going to be and how other teams are going to be in Saturday night games. And, you know, it started with somebody started this thing where it was like 100 days till high school football. And I was like, oh, really? This is awesome. I can't wait till we get there. So I don't know. I'm just vested. So maybe that's why I love it. I can't wait to get there. And so sorry that I had to share that. I can't be alone. I cannot be alone in this thirst to
Enjoy
want football to start.
The moment now.
All right, what was
baseball.
The deal? Speaking of football, Terry McLaurin.
Son.
So what did you think would be a fair deal there?
Anything they'd take. story out that I saw on Sports Illustrated, and they mentioned five likely trade destinations, five best trade destinations for Terry McLaurin.
And his contract, yes.
Well, they got to sign him. You know, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants paid. He should want paid. And now's the time for Terry McLaurin to try that, although they did pick up Deebo Samuel from the 49ers.
Right.
That didn't work real well. But Jaden Daniels was really good with Terry McLaurin, and I would think that they would want to have him, you know, to continue the development of their great young quarterback. Five teams that were picked as possible trade destinations.
Please tell me us. Please tell me us.
49ers, Jets, Titans, Raiders, and
the Browns.
Your New England Patriots.
Oh, that sucks.
You know why no one's picking the Browns?
Because they don't think we have a quarterback?
Because they think they're bigger issues. I would think this. If I could get Terry McLaurin to sign a contract that, you know, and sign him to the contract that he thinks he's worth, and Sports Illustrated threw out, McLaurin might be looking for $30 million a year and maybe $24 million a year like Mike Evans is making in Tampa might be more realistic, mm-hmm. which sounds a little more realistic to me as well for him. If you could get him to sign a contract and come to the Browns, I would give up certainly a second-round draft choice for him. And though Mary Kay thought it might be a little bit high, and I think it might be a little bit high, I still think you need one. And if you had Terry McLaurin, Jerry Jeudy, the possibility of Deontay Johnson, and the possibility of Cedric Tillman, and the possibility of Jamari Thrash, I'll give you that.
Hmm. You're on the Thrash train.
Then I think, no, I just think you can't eliminate him. He's got a possibility to come in here and make an impression, and I hope he does. Then I think you'd be fine at wide receiver. I do. But you know what? I compare Brown's thoughts with wide receiver to Guardians' thoughts with center and right field. No, we're good. We got guys.
It always turns out that way. And like this time of year, I never feel that way. And when the season starts, you're 100% right.
Right now, the Guardians don't have a center fielder and they don't have a right fielder. How'd that happen? You've got guys out there and you just keep rotating guys. Here's John Kenzie again. Wait a minute. There's Will Brennan. Oops, he got hurt. Wait a minute. Let's bring up Jonathan Rodriguez. He's hot. Nolan Jones hitting the ball hard. 3 home runs. Center field. Hey, Martinez. He's a second baseman. He looks pretty good out there. Lane's hurt. Okay, Lane Thomas. All right, well, we don't have one of either. So let's just keep playing, guys. That's what I fear for the Browns wide receiver spot. You know, it's like Jerry Jeudy is Stephen Kwan. Got one.
Man, if you could bring in a guy that you would have a guy that you know for a fact would give you 80 catches and 1,000 yards.
Well, he's a threat, Andy. Oh. That's the thing he is. Even forget the numbers.
And Terry McLaurin would, teams he was
Terry
able
McLaurin
to do that.
McLaurin would be a threat. And if you put him with Jerry Jeudy, you've got two threats. I don't think Jerry Jeudy is upper echelon NFL wide receiver, but I think he's pretty good. And he is a threat for your offense. You know, he's not to me in the Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. He's not in that category, but he's a threat. And if you brought in McLaurin, you'd have two threats. And if you have two, you can find somebody else to be your third wide receiver, whether it be Deontay Johnson or I hope Cedric Tillman. I hope Cedric's okay and is good to go and can build on what he did last year. And maybe Thrash emerges. That would be great. But I just think the Browns treat wide receiver like the Guardians have treated, especially right field. I don't know. You tell me. I think it's critical. And they just, oh, we're good.
They're always good to bring in one good wide receiver. Good. Like, you're good for one, and they're like, yeah, you can have one.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One.
We're okay. And then you get into July, and all of a sudden you're looking at right field and thinking, oh, my God. You're looking at center field and thinking, ugh.
So you would give up a second-round pick for Terry McLaurin. I would, too.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm good with it. If
I had him signed to a contract, you know, and I knew he was here for 4 or 5 years, yes, absolutely I would.
Mike is in Stowe. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, guys.
Morning to you.
Hello, Mike.
You guys are cute. Like, you know, like kind of looking at this. I got to be honest. It's
What, at McLaurin?
Well, with the whole idea, like getting another threat, like it's going to make us really dangerous or anything. Look, I like it. I appreciate you guys trying your hardest, but this is what I really want to get real about it a little bit. First thing is I wanted to say about was Mary Kay. I disagree with her wholeheartedly that this is an open cornerback competition. Well, they're making it seem that way, but with this roster and the unpredictability and the unsureness of our offensive line, the new offense coming back in, all kinds of new players, different things. There's not. I'll bet either one of you, whatever you want. I know you can't because you're on TV or on the radio. There's no rookie starting this season, especially with that beginning of that schedule. It's just not going to happen. We're going to see one of those two veterans. I think it's going to be Pickett. I think Flacco will get traded before the season starts. This is a glorious tank, as I've called it before. It's a development season. Signing a receiver right now or trading for one and would be cart ahead of the horse. And I think that's why the Browns have avoided, you know, you guys talked about it. It does seem you're very accurate, I think, on the whole, we kind of just blow off the whole receiver thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I think that's because, you know, it's one of the few things I think that although we haven't drafted well on those, I hate how Andrew Berry drafts receivers. But if we were to get a receiver now, we still don't have a quarterback. That's called cart ahead of the horse. So I don't. You know, it's harder to find a good quarterback and know you have one. It's easier to pick up a receiver on any season than it is a quarterback. We all know that. So we should get the quarterback set first, then get the receiver. We don't want to tie up money or extra or draft picks that we might need for something for a receiver for quarterbacks that we aren't even sure can get the job done. That's what I got, guys.
Yeah, all right. I don't know that I'm buying that. I mean,
you know why I think it's actually an open quarterback wide receiver?
Well, I don't think there's any problem with picking up a great wide receiver or a good wide receiver before you know who your quarterback is. Why wouldn't you want to give whoever that quarterback is the best tools possible?
Did I just say open quarterback receiver?
Yeah, something like
all
that.
All right.
I think it's an
open quarterback competition.
When you make those mistakes. But yeah, go ahead, yes.
I honestly think it's an open quarterback competition because not one of the four guys is impressive enough to be the clear cut, this is the guy that we want to have get this job. And I honestly think if somebody, any of the four, go into training camp and go into the preseason and look really good and better than the other guys, I think that guy will be the starter. You know, I think it's going to be Pickett. I agree with Mike on that. If I had to bet Andy's money on it, I'd bet on Pickett.
Oh, good. You're not going to make a lot.
But if I had to bet, I'd bet on Pickett. That said, has Kenny been any great shakes in the NFL? No, he's had a couple of moments. Has Joe Flacco been any great shakes?
But if you
in
were
the
making
last...
the argument on Pickett, which I've heard you make before, you're like, didn't have the right coordinator in Pittsburgh.
Without question.
Where he was last year.
Well,
so,
I can make a case for every one of these guys. And I can tell you why everyone shouldn't be the starter. I mean, that means what? That means it's a wide open competition because nobody's knocking your socks off. Every one of these guys has warts and everyone has attributes. And that's why I honestly think if somebody goes in and is significantly better than everybody else, he will be the starter. He better be. And if it's a rookie, it's a rookie. I know the schedule is tough. Has what Joe Flacco's done since he left Baltimore inspired anybody to think he's absolutely giving you a chance to win those games?
Yeah, here, other than the playoff game.
I said anywhere since he left Baltimore.
Yeah, here at the end.
Okay.
I mean, here in Indiana.
He did a nice job here for five games.
Yeah.
And overall, since he left Baltimore, he's not been very good. Kenny Pickett was okay in Pittsburgh in a bad situation. Maybe he can get it here. Maybe he can't. It's wide open. I hope somebody just shows they're better than everybody else.
Terry is on the line right now. Terry, how are you?
I'm well.
Hello, Mr. Pluto.
Hello there, Jeff.
Can we talk about vacations with you two? Let's just go right to it.
No,
we won't do that. All right, then let's go to the Guardians. Terry, your thoughts on where they are right now. That's a horrific losing streak they're coming off of last night. And just how does this thing get better, or does this thing become a fire sale quicker than we ever thought it would this year?
Well, when people keep saying stuff like that, fire sale as in who?
Anybody who's got a contract that's up within the next, I don't know, year, or would you give up somebody like Kwan?
Mains, please. I don't mean to be a jerk. But
no, that's okay.
But, Mains, please.
Wait, say that again?
Names.
I know where you're going, Terry, and I've thought the same thing.
About
the only thing I think is this. If some team thinks Bieber could be healthy and help them this year and next, if he's not going to pick up his option here, and maybe if a team needs Carlos Santana, if they need a first baseman. Other than that, I don't think they have a lot of value to trade.
Well, then here's the other one I was going to go was, like, this bothers me over the last 2 days. Like, you start hearing Kwan's name because he's got arbitration coming, and then you're like, well, you know what? We're like Pavlov's dogs, and we're already trained to let these guys go if they're a good player or not. And we're just used to it by now, so let's see what they can get for him. I guess that's where I'm saying fire sale. Look down the road.
I mean, to Jeff's point, you don't have much to fire sale. This is not like even when they had Mike Clevenger to get rid of, or who had turned down a lot of different extensions, or when they had, Lindor. Really, if you look at it, they don't always just trade everybody. I mean, heck, Bieber just signed an extension, you know, all those kind of things. Bieber did too, but I was thinking of Bibby. The point that I'm saying is they don't have that much to sell because most of the guys that they have are younger and there wouldn't be that appealing. You know, Class A would be very appealing to both, should be both to Cleveland and also to other teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, Paul Sewald is making more money than Class A.
Wow.
That's interesting.
What's Class A worth if you're trying to rebuild things and you're tired of watching guys that are hitting
less
than 240?
Well, here's what he's worth. He's 27. You know? He's under contract for 4.6 this year and I think 5 next year. And I forgot whether it's 2 or 3 team options following that for $10 million a year.
Yeah, I think it's 2, Terry.
2, sorry, 4 years. 3 more, 3.5 left. I mean, as I said, Paul Sewald's making more money than he is. Barlow last year made more money. Because they signed him, and you got to understand why Klaus they did that. He's got a lot of family responsibilities back in the Dominican, and he was able to sign that long-term contract, get a bunch of money pushed up front, and take care of his family. So it's not like anybody did a stupid deal or whatever. People are in different spots in their life, and frankly, most of the time when you're a pitcher and you're young and they throw an extension at you, take it. Know when Tommy John comes knocking on that door.
Yeah, like Bibby did.
But nonetheless, it hasn't on Class A, so therefore, it's a really interesting question there. I mean, he's the one guy that might bring back a lot of assets, but the rest of these guys, I mean, okay, so you move Carlos for whatever, and you could play Manzardo at first and bring up Kafis, and you could bring up the Lauder, but that it's not like they have – these bigger name guys to trade like in the past, Cliff Lee for a bunch of people, or Sabathia, you know, and now that's going way back since they're both retired. It's interesting to me too how sometimes we get frozen on things that as we get a little older, we don't realize how far back they are in the rearview mirror.
True.
Terry, would you think about Class A? I mean, a closer is a huge part of a good team. A team that's struggling might not need a closer as badly as a team that's, you know, knocking on the door. Yet the Guardians have tons of bullpen guys who you think could be closers.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a possibility. Of course, as I mentioned before, because he has such great team control, it isn't about this year for him at all. It's just about how big of an asset do you think he is and that kind of stuff. I mean, if you look at his stats, like over the last 15 games or something, I was looking at the other day, his ERA is like 1.4. I keep getting emails that he's melted down or whatever, because the game the other day where Naylor couldn't block a ball through his legs, I mean, it's like, oh, please, you know, stuff like that. But I guess the problem, as I said, the problem is there just isn't that much that you're going to trade away that's going to bring you that much in return. Unless, like Andy said, Kwan, and I would be kind of shocked if they did that. I would love to know. I'm sure they've offered him extension. I'm not sure exactly where that's at. Obviously, he didn't sign.
Is this season fixable at this point, too? And I guess it's because you have three wildcard teams, although you have six teams to jump over. Like, I want to still believe that they have a chance and that it was a 10-game losing streak in, 1930. They were still over 500 in a very tough league when they had that 12-game losing streak. But my point is, is it salvageable? Is there something we can hang on to? Or do we need to start saying, okay, we have got to think about next year? And can five guys all be hitting under 200 in the lineup? Can it stay that way? Or is this kind of fluky? I hope it's fluky, but it's not. I don't believe that it is.
Well, the interesting thing there is because it isn't like, all right, so you trade Santana, and then you just drop in Manzardo to play some first, Cases play some first, you're opening up DH, you got David Fry, who finally hit a home run yesterday. Maybe his arm's starting to feel better or whatever, but you open that spot up, and basically the only thing you can do is bring up younger guys. You know, Lane Thomas, he's on the disabled list again with another bottle of plantar fascia. But by the way, I had that a long time ago. If you don't treat that thing right, you come back too soon, as he found out. It's not career threatening or whatever, but it is annoying. It takes a while to go away. And so I don't think they're going to line up for him. I don't know. If you make a trade for Class A, you're probably making it more towards you're going to get some guys that's going to 25 home runs right away. I mean, They're in a spot where they've had the youngest roster in the league for the last few years, and that's what you got. You got the youngest roster.
Terry Pluto joining us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Everybody's clamoring for Chase DeLauder. I'd love to see him. Terry, if he's down there and hitting okay and he's been getting on base, 30 straight games, something like that, and they're not bringing him up, even if you have to put Kyle Manzardo on the family leave list and you bring up Noel, there must be some reason. They either think he's not ready or he's not healthy or something.
Well, first of all, he'd never played more than 55 games in a pro season until this year. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
And then also the sports hernia thing was a fairly serious surgery, not career threatening, but whatever. So they're trying to build him back up. And I guess when they bring him up, they want him to be able to play quite a bit. I went and I wrote a long thing on him in 2023 and watched him in a doubleheader in Lake County. I fell in baseball love with him. I mean, he's 6'2", like 220, moves well, very athletic. When he was at James Madison, by the way, his only Division I grant was from James Madison. That's an interesting story, too. Even though he was the West Virginia High School Player of the Year, I don't know what people were looking at back then. I really don't, but he was a closer for their college team. He throws 91, 92 miles an hour. So he's pretty fast. He's very athletic, and he's got a good arm, and he can hit. Other than that, he didn't have much going for him. And, of course, the negative is the health. But baseball-wise, he would have went in the top 10 or higher, but he already had the foot problem before that draft, which is why I think they got him at 18 or 19, something like that, in that draft. I want to see him.
Me too.
All right, Terry Pluto joining us, Cleveland.com. Of course, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are the Cavaliers a better team today than they were when the season ended by adding Lonzo Ball, Larry Nance Jr., Tyrese Proctor, and then re-signing Sam Merrill. What do you think of the team right now?
Okay, are they and better? The only guys, who do they subtract?
Okoro.
And Ty Jerome.
Like yeah. Ty Jerome.
So basically, I always kind of try to make like two lists, you know, who came, who left.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw it to Jeff. Jeff loves basketball. What do you think?
I think they're a little better now. I like the addition of Larry Nance, and I, for some reason, the loss of Ty Jerome doesn't irk me a ton. If Lonzo Ball's if Lonzo can play 50 games this year, I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, they got two ifs because Larry, I think, only played like 25 games last year.
Yeah, he was dinged up too.
Nance Jr. too, because they're both what you want your teams to be about. They're unselfish in that. I mean, isn't it amazing? You know. I'm actually working on a column on Ball for tomorrow, and I forgot all the hype about him. I mean, I knew there was hype, but it was incredible, the hype about him. How about when he at his press conference where he's introduced, Magic Johnson was running the team then. He takes him over. This is in front of the media. He points to the wall where all the Laker jerseys for retired jerseys are. He goes, and I expect to see Ball's number up there too.
Wow.
No pressure. That's easy.
No pressure. 19 years old, you know. And I think the fact that he's come through all that, and, you know, he's never had any big off-the-court problems or whatever. It's always just been the knee stuff that says something. He must be a pretty strong individual. That's what I was thinking. And I'm really hoping for him. I love his game. I mean, it's a purist game, 6'6". And even in his interview, the first thing he says, well, I defend, I push the ball up the floor, and I take some shots when they're there. I mean, that's your essence of a team-first point guard.
His game is terrific. It's I wonder, you know, where do you find the ligaments to put in the knee? Congratulations to that. But 35 games
from a cadaver.
I know that's
isn't it amazing?
Yeah,
you know, and that we got to make sure they hold. But it was almost like considered like a quote unquote Hail Mary surgery when he had it. Well, I mean, it was a big deal. So I'm pulling
same
really
thing for
hard
Tommy
for
John
him.
Back in the day, right? That's worked.
Yeah, it's. Well, actually, because they had to do Carlo, it was even more. It's just more complicated than everything. It really is. So I'm pulling for him. I thought his press conference, he handled it very well. You know, Okoro became unplayable in the playoffs, so it's not a big loss there. And you know, Ty Jerome, until this year, I think he never played more than 50 some games. He had an injury history too. Probably these are kind of moves around the edges if you really look at it. You know, bringing Proctor, maybe he helps, maybe he doesn't this year. I'm a little more hopeful on Tyson. I kind of like Tyson's game. Mm-hmm. And I think Porter, too, I just think they underused him.
Hopefully. I think the opportunities are. I know Jeff and I have talked about that, too, to see if they start using him more. Do you think is the best path to maybe changing things up a little bit more by trading Garland and understanding what the second apron is here, which is extremely confusing and feels like handcuffs on the franchise trying to make moves. But is Garland the key to making another move if they need to? Are you in? We hear a lot about it, you know?
Well, you have to pretend you're another team. So I'm trading for a guy who just had toe surgery. They haven't said publicly what kind, but they said he's out 4 to 6 months. Just let that hang there for a minute.
Yeah.
And then there's I think it's 120 some $4 million over the next, was it 4 years or something like that. And it's a lot of money. And how deep do you want to go there? And they're in the second apron. It's very complicated, but basically they would have to almost get the exact contract in return. You can't put two together. Am I correct on that, Jeff?
Yeah, I think that's right on the money. Yeah.
Yeah. So in other words, you got to find a guy making $36 million.
It makes it all very, very interesting. Terry, thank you. We appreciate you joining us. We're up against the top of the hour. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We hope to talk to you soon here.
Thanks, Terry.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.